Hello, this is Dylan McGrath, and this is All Things 5G, the podcast that takes a deep dive into the business, technology, and policy issues surrounding 5G. I'm joined once again by my Keysight Technologies colleague and temporary co-host, Colin Bauer.
Hey, Dylan, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's good to have you back. Before we cut to the chase, let's just go really quickly through a couple housekeeping items. Please visit the All Things 5G website at www.keysight.com/find/allthings5G. More importantly, please subscribe to All Things 5G on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, Colin, so welcome back. And when we last left you, you were on the ground there at IMS in Denver conducting interviews. Who did you get for us this time?
Yeah, so I actually got invited to a pretty cool little subpart of IMS here called the Student Design Competition. So kind of started years ago, and we'll talk to some of the founders and the chairs here, but it's a kind of a way to bring students here to a big trade show conference and not just show posters, but actually show hardware and test hardware and compete against each other. So it's a true competition.
It's a really big deal, isn't it? I mean, students take it pretty seriously, as I understand.
They do, yeah. And, you know, they're students, so the $2,000 prize is, you know, not nothing to them, which is really exciting. And they were all excited for the competition, but I think they were all more excited about the collaboration that was going on. And they were doing, you know, they were iterating there live at the floor, and they were testing things and trying to tweak things and try to get the best performance out of their designs. We specifically talked to people from the power amplifier design competition, but there were five other competitions going on simultaneously. So it was a pretty cool event.
Well, that sounds exciting. Let's go ahead and get to it, and we will talk to you again soon. Thanks, Colin.
All right, this is Colin back here at the Denver Convention Center for IMS 22. And today I'm joined by Jan Verspecht, R&D engineer at Keysight and the chair of the student design competition here at IMS. Jan, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for the introduction. So we're here at the IMS today in Denver for the 18th edition of the student design competition. It's a real honor, actually, to be able to share this very exciting event at the International Microwave Symposium, where we actually provide the engineers of the future an opportunity to compete on several topics. And like today, we have four challenging competitions going on. And these range all the way from power amplifier design, where the focus is on linearity and high efficiency, all the way to C-band filters, a high sensitivity motion radar, and a self-interference cancellation coupler. And all of these activities are sponsored by the technical committees. And they also take care of the judging. And so it's a really good thing we have all the equipment here to actually make sure that the judging can happen in optimal conditions.
So what kind of students and who is in these competitions?
Yeah, we have an international crowd. We have people from Europe, America, as well as Asia. Most of them are postdocs or in their last years in colleges all over the world, actually. So it's a really international event, and it provides a great opportunity for these people to meet one another. So it's also a cultural exchange. It's a really exciting, nice thing to have.
And it's a competition, so I assume it comes with some sort of prize or reward at the end?
Yes. So the IEEE, the MTTS, sponsors the thing, and the winners go home with a check of $2,000. We also have some sponsorships going on that the technical committees take care of, like software licenses and other goodies that the second and third place winners can have.
Awesome. And you said you did this is the 18th version, so I assume we're doing one again next year at IMS 23. So how would students who are interested in taking part of this join up and submit a design?
Yeah, so you have to check out the website for IMS 2023, and the links are there to get your application in and basically take it from there. All the instructions are given by the technical committees, and the details are available online on the website as soon as it comes alive.
That's great. Well, thank you, Jan. And I think we're going to get a chance to interview actually some of the teams here at the Student Design Competition. But yeah, thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
This is Colin again, back at the Student Design Competition, and I'm joined by Anna now. Yourself.
Hi, I'm Anna Piacibello. I am from the Politecnico di Torino. I'm an assistant professor there, and I'm here as an advisor of a student participating in the high efficiency PA competition.
Great, yeah. So, yeah, what is the novel about your PA and why you guys submitted it for this competition?
Okay, so the main reason we wanted, I mean, I've really pushed our group to enter this competition is well, it's a simple one. It's because I've liked it a lot to do it when I was a student, and my group wasn't really into that, so I didn't get that chance. So I really wanted our student now to be able to do it. So this time they started from a quite simple design because it was mainly the first time they did it, so they couldn't go for too difficult designs. We had a low frequency one, which was a inverse class F, and another one, higher frequency, class AB. So this was mainly targeting finding sweet spot for the linearity and then going for the higher efficiency that you could get at the sweet spots. So not so many degrees of freedom in tuning, but that's where we started.
Great, and I see the scoreboard is over there. How's your team doing?
At the moment, we're not getting the performance that we were expecting from the measurement that we did in-house, but the most likely reason is that the hardware got damaged somehow, either the last day of measurement or during the travel, most likely during the last day of measurement, but we still have a backup hardware, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, awesome. Great, any other... what interests you in getting your students here to the Student Design?
I think it's a good opportunity. It's stimulating. You get to talk to a lot of people. You get to share ideas, and I think it's easier here to socialize and to share ideas than it is in technical sessions. So I think it's a great opportunity for everyone to be around and talk, chat.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you, Anna, and good luck to you and your students and the rest of the competition.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm joined by Kiki Iacosi from NSF and one of the founders of the Student Design Competition. Kiki, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. A pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Yeah, so you were one of the founders. So what kind of went into this and why did this competition get started? What, 18 years ago?
Yes, it started back in 2003. It was the MTT5 as a technical committee for power amplifiers. And it was basically the brainchild of Al Katz. He's still with our committee, now is named MTT12. But the idea behind it was that engineers like to do things with their hands. They like to build things, and they find great pleasure in it. And in the IMS conference, we had the papers, we had the paper student competition, but we didn't have anything that will showcase what you can actually do hardware-wise. So that's how it was conceived. The idea was for the students to design an amplifier, actually make it, and bring it to the IMS where we will test it. And there we had to collaborate with the industry and make the measurements all on the same level, the same equipment, so they will be all equally judged.
Great, yeah, and so how has the competition grown over these last 18 years?
Well, it's grown a lot. I mean, at the beginning, we were the only student design competition, and over the years, other competitions were added. At one point, we were up to 11 competitions running. At one time, we had up to 25 entries, and it was going pretty strong. until the pandemic hit, but we were the only student competition that continued to compete during the pandemic. We had a hybrid competition. The students will ship their PAs to a lab, Keysight in California, and they will measure it there and will broadcast it, I guess, streamline it on live. And it went on for 2 years. Now it's the first time after the pandemic we are back all together, and we had a pretty good turnout, and we're pretty happy how the way is going.
Awesome, great. And where is this competition going in the future? As we heard, IMS trying to explore the peaks of microwave engineering. Where do these student designs go next? Do they work with industry? Do they iterate on this design and publish more?
Well, the design competition is called High Efficiency Power Amplifier Student Design Competition. So we're looking for high efficiencies. So high efficiencies is what the industry is looking to, and what everybody is looking for, green electronics or low power dissipation. So over the years, we adjusted according to the technology. In the beginning, we were seeing just gallium arsenide technology. Now everything is gallium nitride, wide band gap. And I see in the future, is going to continue. High power is going to be required, and also higher efficiencies and higher frequencies. One thing that we have a weighting function for the frequency. So if you go to lower frequencies, you can get really high powers, but if you go to high frequencies, the power is very challenging to get high. So the fact that we have the weighting function for the frequency drives the students to design higher and higher frequencies, which basically covers the needs for the industry and for the intellectual curiosity of the students.
Well, thank you, Kiki. Yeah, that was thank you for joining us on the podcast.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
All right, now I'm joined by William Sear from the University of Colorado Boulder. William, welcome to the podcast.
Good to be here.
Awesome. So you're a student here at the Student Design Competition. What exactly, or what research are you kind of diving into?
So aligned with the topic of this particular design competition, I'm in power amplifier design, and in particular, linearization and efficiency enhancement of those systems.
Great. And so you're in the power amplifier competition. What exactly is your novel approach? Why you guys submitted?
So the design that I brought to this competition is a wideband matching structure for the amplifier that is designed to reactively tune out some of the nonlinear behaviors of the specific transistor that we used.
And further down, is that you're going to further implementations? Is that some industry is looking for?
Really, it's just the original impetus for this design was that I needed a good driver amplifier that could behave over a wide range of frequencies that I could put a 5G signal into and have a reasonably good output signal without, a bunch of issues in the lab. So along the way, we realized that it would perform well for this kind of competition, and so now we're here to show off that work.
Awesome. And where do you see that going in the few years down as we poke around implementation of 5G and 6G around the corner?
For us, for the research perspective, it's really more just enabling us to do other research techniques. So my background is in things like IF baseband feedback and Doherty amplifier design, and these kind of driver structures lets us do cleverer things with that very final stage PA.
Awesome. And yeah, so what did you enjoy in the student design competition, and is this your first one?
So no, I've done the student design competition a couple of times in the past. It's just, it's fun to come out and see everybody's different designs and the different work everyone does. It's also fun to actually be able to bring physical hardware to the conference and show it off to people, and to get it measured live in front of everyone who's looking at it.
How's your measurements going so far?
I am 1.2 points away from third place, which is very annoying, but... It's everyone who's come in ahead of me has done a really great job, so it's good to see everything.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you, William, for joining us, and good luck on your design.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, I'm now here with Alex and Mike. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Hi there, Colin.
Yeah, so if you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Okay. Hi, my name is Michael Loser, just Mike. I'm from the Friedrich Alexander University in Erlangen-Nürnberg. We are research assistants at the chair of electrical engineering.
Great.
Yeah, and we are working on PA design. We started about 1 year ago, and we thought of the student design competition here at IMS would be a good initial step for to get in touch with what is the challenge with designing, setting up a PA, what do you need to consider? Because it's not just simple linear design, but you get, at least me, I really experienced that I learned a lot about harmonic matching networks, so you also consider higher harmonics. You think about how to fabricate it, about how to combine your PCB with the device and to have a good heat sink. And all those aspects, it's just a huge learning curve.
So yeah, what is? Can you just give a little background about your guys' design and what you guys submitted and how it's going?
Yeah, we basically submitted a Doherty power amplifier. We are using special transistors here. Normally you would use gallium nitride on silicon carbide, GaN on SiC, but we chose to do this design with a new gallium nitride on silicon type transistor from an Infineon process. These were basically transistors from an early development stage, or maybe a later development stage.
It's an
advanced development stage, and we really wanted to show that we were able to get a competing performance using this technique, which is fairly new. And the main benefit of it really is that it's cheaper than traditional GaN on SiC.
Awesome, and I see the measurements are ongoing there. How is it going so far for you?
Yeah, there's maybe one last part to mention is that when we, even though I spent about 2 weeks in setting up the measurement settings and to find a good spot with the power levels at our lab home, I was really shocked when I saw the figure of merit because I thought that was a mistake because back at home we had a lot less. And it turns out that the second one performs in the same way, and like this, I think this, I trust this measurement now, and I think the difference is just that our measurement setup had some issues back home.
Oh, great, and you kind of quickly mentioned why you joined this competition, but have you done this before, and why should other students get involved with this type of competition?
I think this is really a good way to get started into doing PA design. I mean, you have specifications that you can work onto, and yeah, it was basically the first PA design in our career, basically. And it's a good way to get you started.
Yeah, you just come across all these potential issues about all those aspects which are important for power amplifier design, and yeah, that's really that's a great chance to learn.
And where do you see your specific design progressing long term, as you know, 5G and 6G is around the corner?
Well, actually, I think that's a good starting point because when you think about the figure of merit, it takes into account linearity. And as far as I have read in papers and in publications, this becomes more and more important because of the simple reason that you cannot use high efficiency if it is too nonlinear, because then you cannot linearize it. You cannot make use to this high efficiency because you cannot transmit clear 5G LTE signals. And like this, I think the figure of merit is a good starting point to get close to real world designs.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you, Alex and Mike, and good luck on the rest of the competition.
Thank you too.
Thanks for having us.